"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Welcome, everybody. We're back. Should we take a John and Ken instant poll?
On what?
On what are you more excited about, Biden's State of the Union or LeBron getting the all-time NBA scoring record?
LeBron, I'm going to watch tonight.
I think a lot of people are. You're not going to watch old Joe?
No, that's really stupid. I mean, I know I've said this every year for like 20 years, but honestly, it is impossible to imagine why anybody would watch him give a speech that he didn't write for an hour, and he's just going to lie and BS the whole time.
Yeah, it's the same crap every year. I mean, it doesn't matter who's president. Even when Trump did this, it's just silly.
Trump was boring at it.
It's a pep rally for one party, and the other party just kind of sits there.
So what's, it's all choreographed. Everybody stands up, then they sit down, and they stand up, and they sit down, and they applaud if it's their guy, and they don't applaud if it's not their guy. And I'm looking, NBC had a poll. Only 28% of Americans believe Biden has the necessary mental and physical health to be president. 28%. He's lost almost 3/4 of the country. Only 31% think he's competent. Only 34% think he's honest and trustworthy. So you have a guy that most people think is senile, incompetent, and a liar. And I'm going to take an hour of life and watch him read someone else's nonsense about the glory of America? It's like, effing you. No way.
No, it's a campaign event, which, you know, it should be ignored.
And you know what?
It's just because it's your tradition and they have to cover it.
It's not my tradition.
It's
maybe people who remember World War II. It's not me. You know, we got 100,000 channels now.
Meanwhile, to see courtside seats for LeBron can go for $200,000 or more.
No, really?
Oh, yeah.
You can get in for as cheap as $150 tonight.
Yeah, but not courtside. And that's where you want to be, right there near the floor.
The last row, top deck in the corner?
I'm seriously considering getting tickets for tonight.
That might be worth it. At least you could see it on the video screen.
Yeah.
John, you hated LeBron, though, back when he was
like him.
He made that big announcement what team he was going to pick. I remember that day.
But
an ego bag.
He is an ego bag. He's a colossal, annoying ego bag. But you got to admire his talent. I mean, at least he produces.
No,
Biden doesn't produce. This guy produced. I mean, and that record that Kareem had for most points in a career, that stood for like 35, 40 years?
1984.
Yeah. 1984? Yeah, that's something else.
Yeah, yeah. Kareem's going to be there tonight, Duke?
Yeah, supposedly tonight and tomorrow. Or Thursday, excuse me.
Oh, so the next guy. If he doesn't get it tonight, he's 36 points? Something
yeah.
Something like that?
Oh, he'll get it. The Lakers have nothing to play for. They got nothing to
play for.
It's
the Thunder, right?
Pretty yes, they play the Thunder tonight and then the Bucks on Thursday.
The Thunder stink?
I think they're an up-and-coming team.
But I think the record right now is...
Yes, they're towards the bottom.
So they stink. Okay. All right, so he could ease... If they keep feeding him the ball, he could easily score 36 points.
That's he's been averaging 33 since his birthday in December.
All right, so...
What if you spend that money, Eric, and you go and he only gets 35 points? Wouldn't that be wild?
I'd be very upset.
That's
everybody goes home. No. Wait, one more shot.
They're going to clear the floor for him when he gets close.
I think so. If he's close enough tonight, they will make it happen.
Yeah.
Maybe even the Thunder will make it happen. Yeah. Who knows?
So it's a home game, 7 o'clock?
7:30? Yeah, but 7 o'clock on Spectrum Sportsnet and TNT.
Yeah, I'll be watching on TV. Okay. I don't think I'll be going to
it. Yeah, that beats the poop out of Biden.
And with Biden, of course, the new element that they're adding today is the Chinese spy balloon saga. How does that factor into the speech? I'm like, well, how does that factor into the speech?
What? He's going to give himself credit for ordering it
shooting
to be
it
shot down?
What, a week later?
Yeah, he's not going to address why it was allowed to float for a week.
No. I think he's going to attack Japan, China, rather. He's going to have some harsh things to say.
He will probably attack Japan.
he might by mistake. But what I liked today was reading a couple of stories that, one of the Chinese propaganda spokesholes come out, and they're acting like, this is our property. How dare they? Like, you flew your balloon over our country, and you're now asking that we not destroy it, or we give them back what's theirs? Oh, get out of here.
They're shameless. I mean, they will
imagine if
anything.
We flew something over their country, kind of a plane.
Well, we should. We owe them one now. We owe them a little surprise present one night.
The thing that confused me yesterday was the talk that came up from one of these top generals, the Pentagon's Northern Command, General Glenn D. Van Herk, was saying, well, there have been Chinese balloons before, and there were several when Trump was president. And people were like, really?
They're trying to say that as
if... But they misclassified them as UFOs, is what he's saying now.
They were trying to say this to tamp down the outrage. Oh, this has happened before. This is nothing new. It's like, wait a second.
I don't think that tamps down the outrage.
No, but I think that's why they announced it.
Right.
This means this is a bigger problem. And the three Trump balloons, they never told the Trump administration about it.
They just said that it was unidentified objects. It says here, unidentified aerial phenomenon is what they call them now. UAPs.
God, there's a euphemism. Why is there a euphemism for everything?
It used to be UFOs, flying objects. Now it's aerial phenomenon.
God.
So that's what they just classified it as, a possible UFO, unidentified, and just let it go. But looking back to the records now, they do believe that there were several balloons that made their way over the U.S. three occasions during the Trump administration, they're now saying. So why don't
we stop this stuff? When do we start shooting things down before they get here?
And you're right. Senior Trump administration official said they were never briefed about any Chinese spy balloons.
Well,
he was in office.
They didn't tell Biden either for 4 days. This thing was floating over Alaska on Saturday. Biden wasn't told till Wednesday.
Right.
Who are these people running these agencies?
The incidents, like all unexplained events, are handed over to a Pentagon task force charged with investigating these type of phenomenon.
And were these guys on...
I guess it just went into a file in a desk. And another crazy guy says he saw a UFO in Nebraska. All right, yeah, put that in the file.
I know, but they can take pictures now. You can see right away what it looks like, and you can transmit the picture instantly.
Right.
And since we've had five of these, then they know what they look like.
Says here, the previous ones were probably in coastal locations. So maybe there was one flying over your place, John.
Oh, I'd love that. Eventually Americans are going to start shooting these down.
Oh, especially if it flies over gun territory.
Well, in South Carolina, the local sheriff,
Montana has a lot of hunters. I'm surprised they didn't get to work there.
Guys in Montana were calling up asking if they're allowed to shoot it down.
But it's pretty high up. Can you shoot that from the ground?
No, that's what I'm saying. In South Carolina, I think it was York County, the sheriff's department was warning the Yahoos not to shoot. You can't reach the balloon at 60,000 feet, and the bullet is going to come down and kill you.
Oh, I see.
So that's why they were telling them, no, don't do it, because you're going to get the bullet, not the balloon.
There was a report delivered to Congress last month, looked at 366 additional reports of unexplained aerial phenomenon. 171 are unexplained, but the report said 163 were balloons. That doesn't mean they were all Chinese balloons, but they were some type of balloons. You might be right when you said yesterday the Russians have probably sent balloons. Everybody sent balloons here to try to take a look at the... Because they think, unlike satellites, the balloons have certain advantages that they can get a little closer.
It's possible they can pick up radio and cellular telephone frequencies and conversations.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if it's that low... You start, it's like in an airplane. I don't know if you ever noticed, if you keep your phone on in an airplane, cell phone signals drift in and out. And
no, I never noticed that.
Yeah.
I have done that, but I didn't notice anything.
Yeah. Sometimes like text messages or emails will pop up during the flight because you entered a zone where, for whatever reason, the cell signal was roaming free.
Oh, I see. You might get a text from somebody. It might come over your phone, right?
Right.
It picks it up.
Right. So maybe, and who knows what kind of equipment they have. I mean, the technology is incredible, especially Chinese technology, half of which they've stolen from us.
You think so? Because you look at the vaccine, that was a flop. Do they really have the best technology?
They suck at vaccines.
Well, no. Right.
Some stuff they're good at, some stuff they're bumbling idiots. You never know.
No.
You never know until it happens, but... I would expect that they're doing this because now that we know it's five, right? That this wasn't a one-time prank or a one-time finger in the eye. There's at least five, and maybe there were more that nobody noticed. All right, then this does something for them. They think it's worthwhile because those look really expensive to make.
Yeah, those balloons. Yeah,
the balloons, and then
200 feet high is it?
You're not gonna. How many 200 foot high balloons are you gonna build just for the fun of it? And then that big structure it was carrying, that was the length of a jet airplane loaded with expensive technology. That's a lot of money up there.
So do you think this goes into the dark hole too? They don't tell us what they found aboard that thing? Do they ever like have a press conference to announce?
I don't know. Everybody
type of equipment and what?
Everyone in government's dishonest and everybody in the media is dishonest. So I don't know.
Leads to conspiracies.
If they make an announcement, how do I know it's true? They're not even telling the presidents anymore. They didn't tell Trump and Biden about the first four balloons. If they're not telling Trump and Biden, they're not going to tell me and you.
All right. When we return, it's still going. We have a chance for you to win $1,000 with the keyword you need that you enter at the website and see if you can win the money. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, well, the other big story in the world, of course, is the earthquakes that hit Turkey and Syria. The death toll has now easily passed 7,000. They're still trying to reach people buried under buildings. See, some people are sending out selfies, asking for help while they're buried in some rubble. It's kind of interesting.
I guess their phone still worked.
Yeah, they were sending out little video selfies. To who? I don't know, friends or family or somebody. One senior official says the death toll could rise to more than 20,000 by the time they're able to get through the entire rescue effort, which will probably go on for some time in the rubble there. One of the things we learned, and of course we love to talk about this because Deborah Mark squirms and has nightmares and can't seem to psychologically come to grips with the fact that she's lived in California a long time.
My whole life.
And nothing bad has happened yet.
Yet. That's the key word.
That's pretty good. You've lived your entire life waiting for one moment.
That's fascinating. It's going to happen.
It may not happen in your lifetime. I mean, you may live another 50 to 100 years and it may not happen.
No. I don't think so. But
do you know, we have the San Andreas fault is very similar to the fault that produced this earthquake in Turkey.
Yeah, I was just reading that in a story here.
And that San Andreas fault is capable of an 8.2. They think around there is the maximum shake we'd get.
You make me feel so much better.
So, you know, just...
Yeah, in Turkey, it's called the East Anatolian and North Anatolian faults, and they're similar to the San Andreas. John's right.
Yeah. In fact, those two quakes, because one was 7.8, one was 7.5, it was two different faults a few miles apart.
Yes.
So one went, and it built up stress on the other, and then that one went, and...
Yeah, they call it like a doublet or something like that.
A doublet. I saw that.
Yeah, because the first earthquake can shake a building, but the second can bring it down if there's enough structural damage done.
Well, they have a lot of buildings made of concrete without reinforcement, like steel rebar. And
we went through this back in the 90s with Northridge, right? About buildings like
so,
that.
So, you know, you have a country that's built on this massive fault, and you build concrete, unreinforced, you know, apartment structures on it. Well, eventually that's going to happen. You can't do that. Either got to build the buildings low or you got to build them properly.
We're in very select company, Deborah Mark. The world's active seismic zones, California, Turkey, and New Zealand, they're in a category of their own. They have long, mature faults and are on land. The only other one to fit in this category is Japan, but the biggest faults there are under the ocean, which can bring up the tsunami scare.
Okay, I have plenty of places to move to then.
Yes, you do. There's no reason.
No, you would. You're right. I've just only eliminated four countries.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to be here.
There really isn't.
The land beneath Turkey is seismically active. It's squeezed between the Arabian plate, which is pushing northward, and Europe. So that's how they have such a risk there, and it's squeezed out to the west.
Yeah, I was reading the Earth's crust is like a jigsaw puzzle, and it's broken into these large land masses that are always grinding against each other, and there's always
pressure.
The plates.
The plates, they can slip.
Yeah. They press and press and press, and suddenly one shoots out ahead of the other.
Yeah. They'll look down at the ground and think, is that really what's going on under there?
So when the shaking goes on, if your home, your apartment building, is just supported by concrete, the concrete is going to explode from the inside and crumble into little bits because it can't handle the energy. The energy coming up from the earth just turns the concrete into dust. And then the structure loses its support and comes tumbling down.
Why haven't scientists figured out a way to inject in these major faults, like the San Andreas Fault, something that would relieve the pressure, maybe on a weekly basis? You know, just go around and, you know, like an anti-inflammatory or something like that.
Give them some CBD or sage?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe go around and sage the San Andreas Fault, and then maybe it will just stay inactive forever.
Well, you do that.
You know what? Actually, I should. I don't really have a science mind, but maybe.
No.
I know. Call me crazy. But that's maybe I can learn, and I could be the geologist.
Wait. You read your horoscope. You run around with sage, and you're telling me you don't have a science mind.
Yes, I just thought I would throw it out there, just in case you might be confused.
She's looking, John, for something.
Right. We need to solve this.
Grasping at straws.
There has to be a way to fix this.
To reduce the chances.
Right.
It is. An earthquake is the ground shaking caused by a sudden slip on a fault. Stresses in the Earth's outer layer push the sides of the fault together. So stress builds up and the rock slips suddenly, releasing energy in waves that travel through the Earth's crust and cause the shaking that you feel during the earthquake.
So in Turkey, they have shoddy construction. And I read in one story, probably a lot of corrupt building inspectors.
Yeah, it's not a very wealthy country overall. It does better than some, but...
Right, so that's a bad combination, which means you can't build these big apartment buildings with concrete support pillars.
Right.
You're asking for it. And by this time, you know, we've been around thousands and thousands of years. The science is all there. The materials are there. We know how to do it. I mean, if California gets hit with an 8.2 earthquake, we're going to have a lot of damage, but it's going to be not nearly what's in Turkey proportionally, because so many of our buildings are up to current earthquake standards. Of all the government overregulation that goes on, this is the one thing the government gets right, is the earthquake construction regulations and the retrofitting requirements.
Right.
That's a smart thing to do. Otherwise, you end up with what we're seeing on TV.
Yeah, it's explained here that Turkey has two massive tectonic plates. I mentioned the Arabian and the Eurasian. They meet underneath Turkey's southeastern provinces. And along this fault line, about 100 miles from one side to the other, the earth slipped. They call this a strike slip, where the plates are actually touching and all of a sudden they slide sideways. That's different from us. We have, and I always love this term, the Ring of Fire, which runs along the west coast of the United States. Earthquakes and tsunamis are caused by subduction, where one plate slides below another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A strike slip, they move horizontally rather than vertically.
Well, Asia and Europe are considered two separate continents. If you look on a map, it looks like they're connected.
Right.
But down below, it is two separate plates that are grinding against each other.
Right. Looking at the deadliest earthquakes since 2002, this one is already moving up the charts. But Haiti, wow, Haiti 2010, over 200,000 people died. Forgot that, right?
Yeah.
With $11 trillion in damages. Because after that, the next one's Indonesia, then China. This is just since 2002. So it's not measuring back. It's about this particular time frame.
It's poor countries that don't have the money or don't have the government.
Oh, that's the other thing that was shocking. It's really cold there. I mean, I talk to people that live out here, and they think, oh, earthquake weather, so it's really hot and dry. Something about the ground cracks and crumbles, and then you get an earthquake.
Earthquake weather is up with astrology. That was when I moved out here, and we had that 94 earthquake, right, Northridge? Yes. Shortly after we moved out here, and I heard
that was a hot weekend. I remember that. It happened on a Monday, I think.
Right, in January.
Yes, and January, right.
I heard people babbling about earthquake weather, and I thought, are you all nuts? The quake is down there. The weather is up there. What are you talking about?
But it bakes the ground, and it causes the ground to get really, you know, tense and stressed and, no?
And I started hearing it hundreds
of times.
Like
a boiling pot.
And they said, well, you know, it was hot and dry. It's always hot and dry here. That's every day.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Yeah, that word will be revealed coming up around 2:20 next hour on the John and Ken Show. We'll also be talking to Carl DeMaio from Reform California after 2 o'clock. They have qualified for the ballot. A yes from the John and Ken Show. It won't be voted on until November of 2024, but we'll talk about the Taxpayer Protection Act.
Get it in your head now.
They took a long time collecting signatures. They did great work on this, and it finally got approved just last week to be on next year's ballot. In fact, it comes up in the story we're now going to talk about. We had mentioned yesterday that, of course, Gavin Newsom is all show. He loves to just babble on with his bureaucratic technical jargon and then act like he's really tackled a problem. So back in the fall of last year when gas prices were really amazingly high, they're still very high. This don't get talked about anymore because they went down a bit. Now they're coming back up again.
Yeah, $4.69 this morning.
Yeah. Higher than the rest of the country by far. But what he decided to do for the people was give people an inflation rebate, and I'm going to go after the oil companies and their windfall profits. And I'm going to call a special session of the legislature to talk about how we slap a windfall profits tax on the greedy big oil companies. And then you and I had said last week, and I think again yesterday, what happened to that?
Well, they declared the special session, but he never sent a plan over for them to debate.
Right. Yep. George Skelton with the El Segundo Times wrote about it. A tax would, of course, require a 2/3 majority legislative vote. He thinks that would be perhaps impossible to obtain, because even though they have the supermajority, there would be a few of them that don't want to raise taxes, even if it's on oil companies, not on people directly. Who knows about that, but
they know the taxes are so high. Someday there's a tipping point on this. Someday they're going to go one tax too far, and there are a few Democratic legislators who don't want to find out where that tipping point is.
There's been one bill, SB2, introduced by that goofball from Berkeley, Senator Nancy Skinner, but it's just language denouncing the oil industry. Doesn't really have any specifics
Thanks.
In it.
All in favor of denouncing the oil industry, say aye.
Like we mentioned yesterday, they want to take over the fast food companies by setting up a council that determines wages and benefits. Now they want to take over the oil companies, deciding when they have too much profits. Says here, though, according to reports, nobody in the legislature is working very hard on this. And there really is nothing going on. So one in the assembly said it's not a priority right
now. Wait a second. If you start dictating how much money employees should make in the fast food industry, and you start dictating how much profit the oil industry gets, how can you possibly argue against accusations that you're turning California into a communist state?
Yeah, you're trying to have the government run everything.
That's what the Soviet Union
did. They run industry, right.
That's what the Chinese Communist Party does. That's what goes on in Cuba. That's what goes on in Venezuela. So how's it different? And you pick it, you do it industry by industry. Think again, the drip, drip, drip method of governing incrementally every day. And before you know it, after a few years of this, the government is dictating everything to everybody.
The apparently the take is that this was just dumped on the legislature by Newsom. But I love this quote from State Senator Anthony Portantino from Burbank. He's chairman of the Appropriations Committee. The governor has been doing a very good job reaching out to the state Senate. His staff is very engaged, but I don't think the governor has landed yet. There's an expression. It sounds like Newsom. Yeah, see?
Like that balloon?
This hasn't been one of those things where the governor walks into the room and says, take it or leave it. But another assembly member, Appropriations Committee Chairman Chris Holden, says, as far as any chatter around the issue, it's not there. Hasn't risen to anyone's consciousness at this point.
They're not completely stupid. I'd imagine they know he's running for president, and all these issues he's raising is just to fill out his presidential profile.
Get attention to attack the oil companies.
After he's done running for president, they're still going to have their jobs, and they want to keep their jobs. They don't want to get run out because they passed one tax too many.
Yeah.
And,
Also, as pointed out here, is how do you figure out what are excess profits? How do you figure out how exactly to tax excess profits? It's really just, as usual, from Newsom, it's just an idea with no substance.
And besides, it's obvious the oil companies would pass that tax on to us anyway. So that would further drive up the cost of gasoline and energy. So it becomes circular.
Yeah.
What's the point of this? If I don't know what the tax would be. Let's say it equals to 10 cents per gallon of gas. Well, then we're going to be paying that 10 cents at the pump. Now 469 becomes 479.
Yeah, that's what's also being discussed. It's just going to get passed on. It's a cost of doing business. That's a lot of what happened with the climate gas taxes that they passed in the last 10 years. They've been passed through by the oil companies too to us. It's another reason we pay $5 a gallon or more for gasoline. It's because of what the legislature did with all their stupid climate change taxes and gas taxes.
By the way, the climate is still warming up. It hasn't done any good.
No,
we haven't cooled the climate at all.
But it was everybody's supposed to follow us and adopt our policies.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen.
No.
It was just to steal money. It was a great excuse to steal money. And so they stole the money.
It says here Newsom's aides have been meeting with Democratic legislators to agree on a plan. But so far, nothing really specific has come in it. Now it's 2 months since they had their big hearings.
But the legislators say, well, he hasn't landed yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Is he in orbit?
Yeah, exactly. So
it's all, he's such a fraud, and nobody wants to call him on it. I can't believe we got 40 million people in the state, and I swear to God, you and I are the only ones who see clearly that he's a complete fraud. He's a poser. He's posturing. He's virtue signaling, preening. He's now, doing anything.
Related to this, we're going to talk to Carl DeMaio at 2:05, because even if they pass this, it's going to require voter approval. The ballot measure that we're going to vote on next year that we're going to talk about with Carl, the Taxpayer Protection Act, and it would actually require voter approval of any state tax increase enacted after January 1, 2022. So we can go back and it'll be 2024 before we vote. We can go back and vote on any tax measures that they pass, which could include this windfall profits tax.
Right. So. And the mansion tax here in L.A.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The mansion tax. Was that a property tax?
If you sell a property for more than $5 million, which these days...
Oh, that's right, properties.
...is any mud hut, then you'd have to pay a 4% transfer tax.
Wow.
So if your house is $5 million, you'd have to pay, $200,000?
Right.
Just for selling the property. Just the state's cut right off the top. Which is wrong. It's not the state's property. It's your property.
Right. But that mansion tax was already approved by the voters. Wasn't passed.
There's some retroactive language.
Oh.
Any tax raised between January 2022 and November 2024, with the wrinkle being that you could put it back on the ballot, but it needs a two-thirds vote.
Oh, I see. Oh, that didn't require, I don't think it required it. Did it require a two-thirds vote in L.A.
No,
back in November?
No, it needed a majority vote, and it got 57%.
No,
and that's why it passed.
All right, we'll talk to Carl coming up after 2 o'clock news. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We're on 1 to 4, in case you haven't been hip to that. We've been doing it for over a month. You can, of course, check out the podcast at KFIAM640.com or the iHeartRadio app if you missed the live show, or you want to go back and listen again, because John said something incredibly striking that you just have to share with somebody.
Oh, I'm sure I did.
Every day you do.
Every day. So you have to cull through all 3 hours of the podcast. There might only be one kernel in there. Yeah. One little gold nugget, but it's worth it.
Sometimes there's a hidden message, too.
Yep.
You know, said something that looks like it's just a quick drop, but it's got some deep meaning.
And, new features, you can play the podcast backwards, and there are some satanic messages in there.
Cool.
Yeah. Those come out of Ken, but...
See, people were worked up because I guess there was some satanic song played at the Grammys the other night.
Was there?
First of all, it's a show nobody watches anymore. So, yeah, Sam Smith, the singer.
Yeah.
He did some song called Unholy, I think it's called.
Oh, satanic and, song? Oh, if I'd known
well,
that,
they
I would
kind of dressed up in the red, looking like, yeah, he looked like Satan or something. It was like,
now that would get me to watch. They start that stuff.
We're going to start that debate all over again. The Moist Line, 1-877-MOIST-86 is how you connect directly. Leave a message for Friday's Moist Line. Or, again, it's invaluable iHeartRadio app. You can also leave a message. Besides checking out the podcast, you can leave a message for the Moist Line. Check out the microphone icon on the iHeartRadio app. Well, I think about once a year, John Cobalt finds a story like this. It's the old hot tub story.
Well, they keep doing research.
Headline is, whatever you have on your skin, you'll deposit into the warm water of a hot tub, including the 100 milligrams or so of feces that is present between your buttock cheeks. So if you never realized that, that apparently is a reality. And of course, I looked at that and said, 100 milligrams, how much is that exactly?
It's too much.
I'm not really big on that.
If it goes up your nose, that's way too much.
It's another study that wants to tell people that While hot tubs can do a lot to loosen up your muscles and relieve stress, you have to be aware. It says here it actually is good to treat joint inflammation in rheumatoid, and some people have arthritis problems.
But it's filled with bacteria, viruses, and fungi.
Fungi. Yeah, that's the part they want you to watch out.
That's 100 milligrams of feces, and that's per person. All right?
Yeah, so if you have 5 people in the hot tub.
So you got got 6 fat guys in the tub with you.
Yeah.
You'll likely breathe in or swallow your jacuzzi partner's body bacteria, viruses, and fungi. How's that sound, Deborah?
That sounds disgusting, and that's why I don't go in with anybody.
You don't go, yeah.
Oh, God.
No.
I haven't been one in a long time.
Yeah, it's gross. It's really, really gross. And plus, it's supposedly 104 degrees. Can you imagine what's cooking in there?
I don't go in swimming pools either, unless it's my own, because I don't trust people, people go and pee in there.
Oh, I used to hate public pools. We'd go on vacations into hotel pools. You ever do that?
No, not anymore.
Oh, man.
I used to.
Yeah, I'd take the kids when they were little, when, they could barely swim.
Well, yeah, I went to public pools at hotels and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then I started looking around, especially if there's a whole bunch of kids in the pool, and they're releasing everything that they've got inside them.
The more people use the jacuzzi, the higher the levels of feces and sweat will shed into the water. And, of course, urine if somebody pees.
Uh-huh.
This part I didn't know. These bodily deposits can be used by the bacteria as direct nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll feed on your feces debris.
So your
fecal debris.
Your fecal debris.
But doesn't the chlorine kill a lot of stuff?
Theoretically, yeah.
It does mention that's possible, but it says here, as jacuzzi owners are advised to change the water in their hot tubs only around every 3 months, bacteria will grow. Most jacuzzis that recirculate water have microbe-removing filters, and water is treated with microbiocides, kill germs.
Does it have to get into the filter to clean, or...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's another thing. The hotel pools usually reek really strongly of
chlorine.
Of chlorine, yeah. So let's see. You can get E. coli, Staphylococcus. I can't even pronounce it. Legionnaire's disease bacteria.
No, that's horrible.
This can cause gut infections, diarrhea, septicemia, skin infections, urinary tract infections, respiratory infections.
Hmm. And so it says in the story that you can tell a germ-filled jacuzzi when urine and other bodily fluids such as sweat mixed with chlorine used to disinfect the jacuzzi. It creates an irritant, a pungent chemical called chloramine, which can cause sore eyes when swimming in public pools.
So maybe that's the stink. It's not just
so
the
they're
chlorine.
Warning. They're warning you. That's right. When you get up there and you smell that sort of chemical, it probably means there's a lot of germs in there.
It's mixing with the urine and the other bodily fluids.
Yeah, chloramine smells a lot like bleach. So if you get a bleachy smell.
No.
That probably means there's a lot of no good stuff in there. Bodily fluids and wastes and yeah. It says here, the more bathers deposit their bodily fluids, the stronger the smell of the chloramine will be, and the greater the likelihood the spa or hotel jacuzzi has low levels of disinfectant.
Some people get giddy when there's a jacuzzi. I see them at hotels, and they're just, the bigger they are, the more they like the jacuzzi.
This was another California thing, too, because when I was growing up on the East Coast, we didn't really hot tubs or hear about them.
No.
Then I would see them in movies, and people would talk about them because a lot of people in California had the backyard pool and the jacuzzi, and I'm like, oh, look at that, really popular. Hot tubs.
100 milligrams per person.
Oh.
Feces in your jacuzzi.
Did either one of you ever sit in, like, a steam room or a...
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah.
What are you going to... Yeah.
What was that?
Well, I just wondered. I've never done that. I just wondered.
Yes. When I was in Cabo, I did.
Oh, you just
how you got COVID.
Maybe.
There you go.
It drifted into your nostrils somebody else's.
I was the only one in there, but.
Sweat or whatever.
There's no air circulation in a steam room.
That's true. Oh, but you know what? I did it twice. One time there was one woman in there, and then the second time nobody was in there.
Yeah, she gave it to you.
Maybe that's how I got it.
Yeah, that's probably right.
All right.
Oh, no. I knew when I asked that question, you'd be the one to...
yes.
And what's the point of a steam room?
It's supposed to relax you. It's supposed
opens
to
your
be,
pores.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, something
it
like that.
It clears
right?
out the toxins.
Right. It's good for your sinuses. And,
yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't get it.
All right, coming up next, Carl DeMaio's coming back on the John and Ken Show, Reform California, and a host on Cogo Radio in San Diego. They got the Taxpayer Protection and Government Accountability Act onto the ballot. It'll be November of 2024, but we're giving you an early heads up of what's in it. It's important. And it's already a yes on the John and Ken voter guide for November 2024. How's that for early?
Yeah.
All right, John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark Live, the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms. When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.